brand new show coming to NBN at 8:40 tonight, and we are catching up with the star. Well, I'm calling him the star of the show because he's the only guy I could get on the show. No, I'm only kidding. Josh Withers, morning, mate.
It's always such an honour to get us to the Mid-North Coast, mate.
Hey, the celebrants of the show tonight. This is called Married at First Sight, and I guess it's kind of self-summary, really, in the title.
Yeah, look, it's all given away. So have a great day. I'll see you later. Seriously, it's four couples getting married tonight on MBN, and they meet for the first time at the end of the aisle.
This would be pretty scary, but there are some people in the situation where they've reached the point in their life where they don't have anyone, or they can't seem to find the right person. So
let's not beat around the bush. Falling in love is really hard. Like, you don't just wake up tomorrow and be like, yeah, you know what, today's the night I'm going to fall in love. It just doesn't happen.
Unlike the name of the show, falling in love is really quite hard.
And there's a reason they call it falling in love, not gliding into love or just gracefully getting into love. Like, if it's falling into love, it's a violent thing. So for it to happen, there's a lot at stake. And so what we're doing with this show is a bit of a social experiment. We're saying we've got some really intelligent people. I'm not one of these people. that have psychology skills and relationship skills. And they've decided that these eight people, these four couples will be good for each other. Like the maths adds up. Apparently, these guys are going to be really good for each other.
Have they hacked into these people's Tinder and just decided to swipe left or right?
I think it's a little bit more technical than that.
So it's more like RSVP.
Yeah, something like a Tinder cross with Facebook cross with RSVP cross with your mum.
Okay, all right. Just had to throw the your mum joke in there, didn't you?
No, because there's that aspect of that arranged marriage. Like, if you look at the traditional cultures in, say, India and whatnot, where mum and dad, who know you so intimately, they're like, you know what, I reckon you will be good for this chick. But we're doing that in a slightly more professional way, in that we're using hashtag science and, getting into it that way.
And your experience in marriages, you've married quite a few people from the Foo Fighters concert.
So we married a couple at the Foo Fighters concert in Sydney a couple of years ago.
Yep.
I probably stand in front of about 160 weddings each year.
Wow.
I'm really lucky to do that. I myself have only had the one. Clint only had one. I don't really put any more notches on that belt. I think that marriage is a really awesome thing to get into. And there's been a lot of people talking about this show, saying, yes, it's crushing the sanctity of marriage. But it really isn't. If you actually think about what marriage is, it's got nothing to do with dating and courting. It's got nothing to do with children and mortgages and anything like that. Marriage is really simply a union between two people. It's just two people saying, look, I could do life by myself, but that would suck. I'd much rather do it with you.
Look, I honestly, it cannot be. It would be far greater than The Bachelor.
Oh, gosh, yes.
What's the
geek show? You know, where they get married.
Beauty and the Geek.
Beauty and the Geek. Sorry, yeah.
At least this way, you're keeping things decent. It's not one bloke with 50 women.
What's indecent about that?
Well, how did you know it happened Saturday night? No, seriously though, exciting times and. Are you looking forward to seeing how it all comes together?
Well, you know what? It's kind of funny. I don't know if you've heard in the background some airport announcements. I'm actually flying to Bali at the moment.
Was that bad?
That was completely unplanned. But I've been lucky enough to see the episode, and I'm really proud of it. It actually looks amazing. I'm really proud to be in it. Really proud to see you go to air, and it's a crazy social experiment that's going to get everyone talking.
Well, that's right, and maybe it could start to because there's not much of the. Arranged marriage is happening in Australia, so maybe it might start.
And look, on that, when we get off air, I've got a great chick I want to... No, I don't.
Why do you get my hopes up like that, Joshua?
I just like to play with you, Louis.
Hey, mate, thanks for catching up this morning. 8:40 tonight, looking forward to seeing you on the small screen.
Thanks, brother. See you soon.
Good on you, champion. Keep in touch. Josh Withers there, the celebrant tonight on Married at First Sight. Scary, daunting. I think I'd rather stay single forever than walk down the aisle and not know who's at the other end. Who could it be? Hit us up, facebook.com. Are you going to watch it? What do you think of the show so far? Well, from what you've heard, maxfm.com.au. It is Louis for breakfast. Birthdays on the way for you next. It's 8:20.